rugby league news out of the Brisbane Broncos, and this points to some of the behaviour that's been coming out, and hopefully this is the end of it. We don't want to see another silly off-season. But Brisbane Broncos player TC Rabadi has appeared in court on a driving offence. He's received a $1,000 fine with no conviction recorded and a six-month disqualification from driving. The legal process has now been finalised. This is a statement from the Broncos, and it says, "The Broncos will work with TC to reinforce the importance of safe behaviour on the road." So the club is going to sit down with a grown man to reinforce the importance of safe behaviour on the road. Are they going to hold his hand every morning and walk him to preschool? It's the third offence from the Broncos this off-season already, after Anthony Milford was arrested over an alleged assault incident and teammates Jordan Rickey and Tom Flegler had a bit of a blue on Mad Monday. Dave Donaghy has told the Courier-Mail, "I'm incredibly disappointed with how the last few weeks have unfolded. If we're fair dinkum about being a world-class sporting organisation, we can't just talk the talk, we need to walk the walk, and that's everyone." He says, "I don't want to comment specifically on TC's matter, as it's before the courts, before that was settled. But we reported it to the integrity unit," he said, "and the players understand how disappointed I am with what's happened in recent weeks. Improving the individual is something I'm passionate about, and it will be an enormous focus for us moving forward." So Donaghy has declared the Broncos would increase their support systems to ensure the Broncos' poor run of poor player behaviour doesn't continue for the rest of the off-season and into 2022. He says, "We'll keep putting good people in place. We'll be investing in support services available for players. We've committed to that, and I think it's an area we can address." So congratulations to Dave Donaghy for making sure that he's trying to get on top of this and stop it. But when I see things like that, that the Broncos will work with a player to reinforce the importance of safe behaviour on the road after he's just been fined and handed a six-month disqualification from driving for an incident where he wasn't the driver, it ain't that hard to work out. Why on earth do you need a club to tell you don't be an idiot when you're in a car? It just baffles me completely. Sometimes you wonder why some of these guys can't stand on their own two feet. Mate, if you cannot work out that you need to be important around safe behaviour on the road, then heaven help you. And if you haven't worked that out after going to court, copping a $1,000 fine and being disqualified for 6 months and having your pants pulled down in public as a footy player, then you're even worse off. So sometimes I think the clubs go a little bit too far down the track when these players need to actually accept the fact that they're grown men and you just act in a way according. Wouldn't it be great if we all had that? Slip over on the way and somebody picks us up all the way.